BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Another Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Yeah, I'm in the kitchen with Bourbon today. We in the building. Y'all already know what's going on.
No,
I can't say that.
No.
Man, around them young boys too much, man. You know that's how they start everything out. Y'all already know what going on. Snow Liberary in the Morning Madhouse. Today's high is going to be right near 55. 39 degrees on your way out the door. And if you celebrate New Year's Eve tonight, you're going to be out tonight. It's going to be in the 40s. 42 about 10-ish. About 40. About 41 by 11. And then when the ball drop, it's going to be right about 40 degrees tonight. So if you're going out tonight, ladies, dress accordingly. Don't be out there without no clothes on. And fellas, you too. Put your clothes on too. When that ball drop tonight, it's going to be about 40 degrees if you're going to be out tonight, all right? In the Madhouse with me this morning, he been holding it down. Y'all say what's up, comedian Bourbon?
I say good morning.
Everybody likes
good morning.
Everybody's spotting bird. All the way back to
good
the Big
morning.
Peace Cabin. And of course, everybody in Charlotte, America.
Good morning.
What's up, Bourbon? How you feeling, man?
I'm good, man. Welcome back.
Oh, yeah, man. It feel good to be back.
How was your vacation, holidays,
broke,
all that?
Broke. If anybody got a ski mask for me. If anybody got a ski. Where that boy that took that $88,000 from Wells Fargo?
In jail.
They got him?
Yeah.
Damn.
Dumbass was flashing his money on social media.
He should have called me. I could have showed him how to hide all that. He could have just brought it. If you just bring it to me, and when you get out, I got you. You know what I mean? For the next time y'all want to go do something like that, just bring it to me, and I got you.
Or we could encourage the youth not to do stuff like that.
He ain't young. He a grown man.
Well, black people. Encourage the black community not to do stuff like that.
What I always tell them all the time, stop playing
with the white folk money.
I tell them all the time. They don't listen, bro. I'm just saying. I went to see Mickey Mouse. And Legoland for the holidays. But listen.
Hey, Mickey Mouse been done filed charges.
On who?
They said people touching them wrong. I'm serious.
I believe it.
I reported it yesterday.
I believe it.
I did it because you was down there. I saw the story. They said Mickey Mouse down there getting touched on.
Hey, listen. Them little kids get a little too touchy-feely. This is a new generation.
This one woman filed. She said she went to the hospital because her neck was hurting because her grandma was patting on her head too hard.
You know what? I'm done with these people everywhere in America. But nah, I'm broke, man. I'm waiting on some money to come in from somewhere. Mm. Ain't no checks or nothing coming in. Ain't it tax time?
No. To file, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, about tax time. Okay, I'll be all right. Yeah, I got my W-2, so I'm good. Shout out to everybody who got their W-2.
You did? You got your W-2?
Yeah, I went and got mine. I need to file right now. They ain't even taking filers, but I need to file right now. I'm so broke. I don't even know. Can I borrow some rent money?
From who? You asking me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, hell no.
I can't get
everybody went through the holidays, Larry, not just you.
But I'm saying, though, everybody didn't do what I did, so I'm just asking you.
But everybody spend money?
Yeah, you know, you're a little cheap. So I was trying to figure out.
A little.
So I'm trying to figure out, can I get a loan from you?
Oh, nah, we good.
You know, that's how black people do. They spend all their money and get a loan right from everybody else.
Nah, we good.
You know what? I ain't got no good friends in my life. I need to call somebody. Hey, man, we got an action-packed show for y'all today. We got tickets for y'all to check out New Year's Eve tonight. We're going to be hanging out with Wife and Lucci at World Nightclub. We got tickets for you to check out $2 Fridays at the White House. We got tickets for you to check out the Monster Jam. I'm excited about the Monster Jam. I always enjoyed taking my boys to see the Monster Jam.
I never been, but I think I'm going to go this year.
You ain't never been?
Uh-uh.
Boy, it's dope. I used to take my boys all the time.
I heard it was fun.
They grown now. I can't date them.
Can't
think. Nah, they too grown. They don't want to go do that no more.
Oh, okay.
They want to start their own Monster Jam. They got a different type of Monster Jam now.
Start their own All right.
Yeah, it's, okay. It's a little deeper than that now. All right, man, let's get it started. This one of today's inspirational power word of the morning is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. This is Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration.
You agree with me for once.
Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's Blood for New Hip Hop and R&B. We on chill, that's Wale Jeremiah. 55 degrees is your high today in the city. 39 degrees right now if you're headed out the house right now. You get ready for New Year's Eve tonight. You know you're going to party downtown. You're going to party anywhere. That temperature tonight is going to be right around 45, and it's going to drop to about 40 before the ball drops. So dress accordingly if you're looking to go out and be out and about in the city tonight. You know what time it is right about now?
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about who?
It's time for the Madhouse Question of the Day, which is being brought to you by the Monarch Room. New Year's Eve party is at Graham Street, 2016 North Graham Street. Monarch Room Scarlet, halftime, The Garden. Doors open at 9, free till 11. It's hosted by Vonetta and DJ Butterfingers. All right, using that hashtag MHQOTD, what's that question, Larry?
You already know. What is the best thing that happened to you in 2019? What is the best thing that happened in your life in 2019? What is the best thing that happened to you in 2019? You know, because a lot of people go through the year and they might then accomplish a goal or something, but you accomplished at least one thing or something good happened to you. At least one good thing happened to you in 2019. So what is the best thing that happened to you in 2019? What you got, Bert?
Oh, man. 2019. I would have to say getting back on Wild 'N Out.
Okay. That just happened for you, right?
Yeah, that just happened a couple weeks ago. Not that 2019 was bad before then.
Yeah,
I got just you. The best thing that happened was I got back on TV.
Okay. But, Shark?
I had a couple of things, man. Let me testify right
now. Oh, Lord.
The first thing is, man, it might sound crazy, man, but on my credit, I got zero collections, man.
Oh, yeah. That's
one
a good
of the
thing.
First times
that's
in
a,
my life.
That's a great
score
thing.
Credit score peeping right at 700, man.
Okay,
you know?
Okay.
And I want to say the BET Awards, where we see all us come together.
Yeah.
That is always a beautiful thing.
A lot of people that had nothing, and, you know, they superstars, entertainers, all in one room. That's always.
Is it funeral music, man?
He said he would testify.
I'll testify this boy.
Church music.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Go on and testify, son.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to give him the horns.
Yeah,
man.
We got the entertainers. They come together. Our people, you know, they say we don't have much, but we're doing great.
Doing
in
great.
In the entertainment world, creating jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
My goodness.
And I just want to praise God right now
praise
for waking
him,
up this morning.
For waking up this morning.
I want to thank you for No Lemon Larry for giving me this job, for helping me get it. And I want to thank Burpee for something. He didn't really help me do anything. But God put hands on him this morning. And everybody who's listening, man, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year
praise
to everybody.
God just seen another day. And that's my testimony, man.
All right, now the shark is through testifying. I'm going to just say, you
we
know what?
Let him go lay it.
I know, right? I didn't know he was going to do that. I didn't know he was going to do it that way, Burpee.
God is good.
I'm going to say the best thing that happened to me in 2019 was some people that I met I really did not know, but helped form this organization called the United Neighborhoods of Charlotte. We put together Charlotte Day in 5 months that contained Fantasia, Anthony Hamilton, Sunshine Anderson, and it was the first time that they were all on stage together ever. Mm. And we took over Freedom Park. Black folk hadn't been in Freedom Park in eons. And Charlotte Day was amazing. So that will be forever embedded in my memory. 2019, I met Gemini. I met Murph. I met their wives. I met my man Will. Well, I already knew Will, but a lot of folk that I met and helped form this organization, the United Neighborhoods of Charlotte. Shout out to my man Telly, my man Dink. It was just amazing to see folks come together and what we could do when we come together. And Charlotte Day was amazing. Over 10,000 people took over the park, and it was only supposed to be 700, but
testify,
we ended up about 10,000.
How good he is to you.
It was great, man.
You're close to 10,000, though, huh?
Yeah, it was like right about 10, burp. And then another like 1,700 they wouldn't let in.
Oh, wow.
So, and yeah, man, it was an amazing day. And we gave away 5,000 book bags. That was crazy. We fed everybody in the park. It was just amazing to see what we could do when we come together. So hopefully Charlotte Day 2020, if we get to pull off what we're trying to pull off for 2020, it's going to be that more great. So that was the best thing that happened in 2019.
That was dope.
What is the best thing that happened to you in 2019?
I forgot about my birthday. I mean, my anniversary show.
How do we answer the question, man? How do they tap in?
You can go to our Instagram pages at I Am No Limit Larry, or on my page at I Am Burpee, B-U-R-P-I-E, all one word.
Or leave it on the voicemail, 704-227-8780.
No Limit Larry!
These folks
got to hit his
shit. No cap.
Oh, yeah. A lot of y'all are waiting on that Bad Boys 3 to drop that Bad Boys for Life. You know when it's dropping, Burpee?
January 17th.
Boy, you got Martin Lawrence, you got Will Smith back on the screen. It looked like it's gonna be good looking at the trailer. I can't wait. You know I'm gonna be front row, baby, in the movie theater throwing popcorn on everybody. This is one of my favorite movie series, the Bad Boys movie series, and I can't wait. Like, Bad Boys 2 is in my top 5 movies of all time. So I hope Bad Boys 3. Yeah, man, that just seeing that chemistry, like you could tell like they had a real chemistry on and off the screen. And you know, being an actor myself, I could tell. And just, you know, you could tell the improv that they did was off the cuff and off the chain. So okay. Shout out to them. Bad Boys for Life. You going to see it?
You know I'm going to be in there. Right. Easily.
All right. So January.
To me, two of the best sitcoms ever. Fresh Prince and Martin, both together on one screen.
It's going down, man. Mike Lowry.
They call me Mike Lowry.
Bad Boys.
No, I got to say it right. I got do it Mike Lowry.
Bad Boys for Life in theaters January 17th. Don't miss it, man. It's going to be a Friday. We're going to be in a bit. We might even invite some people to go to movies with us. I think that's what we should do.
We should do that.
Okay, there it is.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Tell that.
Make sure you tune into the nosy neighbor news coming up at 7:24. Charlotte's plug is that Charlotte Low, R-I-P-L-O. Turn the topic to the being brought to you by Beasley Cheesecake Carousel. You know what it is, man. The Cheesecake Carousel's got that authentic New York cheesecake. You want it? Wait no longer. All you got to do is pull up the trade and try on each Wednesday through Friday from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. Flavors like strawberry and banana pudding. And you know how they do it over there. Cheesecake is their world. Quality is their passion at the Cheesecake Carousel. All right. Ain't no way, Burpee. Ain't no way. This almost made hashtag Larry mad, but I'm putting it on Trendy Topic Tuesday that Barack Obama and President Donald Trump tied for the 2019 Most Admired Man of the Year.
Oh, no, I believe it.
I got one question. Web out.
Oh, no, I believe that.
Web out.
I'm surprised Barack Obama on the list, to be honest with you.
Come on, Burp. Come on. Donald Trump?
Yes.
It was for the decade, right? Most Admired Men of the Decade? Or was it for the year?
For the year.
What about?
I don't know if I care about Donald Trump for the decade. He just became even more relevant in 2016.
Okay, next door. All right. R. Kelly is coming back to Lifetime. They won't let it die, Burpee. They're coming out with another Lifetime series, Surviving R. Kelly. I guess again, it is a six hour series. It's gonna air over 3 days. The question I got: are you gonna watch it?
This is what's gonna get R. Kelly out of jail.
You think they're gonna get him out?
Black people won't leave well enough alone just because they made a little bit of money.
But they're saying that they got more victims and they want to tell their story.
Of course.
And Lifetime, they won't let it die. They won't let it die.
They're not. That's
the right. Man locked up already.
It's the highest rated thing. It's the highest rated show ever.
And they coming back with it.
I'm sick of this.
All right.
Where the Kevin Spacey documentary?
Harvey
Weinstein. How about him?
All right, last but not least, Trina this morning got to send a congratulations shout out to Ray J and his wife, Princess Love. They welcomed the baby boy to the world, so shout out to them.
Yeah, they did. Congratulations to them, man. That's dope. Are they still together?
I think they was doing all that, you know, because the show about to come back on. You know, I don't see Ray J and Princess Love breaking up, not in real life.
You were talking about Barack Obama. Shout out to Barack Obama because he put one of his favorite songs of the year on his list.
Yeah.
Was Suge.
Yeah, Jessica talked about that earlier.
with Suge.
Yeah.
Shout out to him.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B coming up. Don't forget your Nosy Neighbor News is on the way next hour at 7:24. And that's what's trending this morning on Trending Topic Tuesday.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m. with no limit.
I'm trying to get with you, baby. None of the Larry Wonder Man House Summer Walker Price until I stop playing games. 7:05, 5 minutes out to 7 o'clock. You know it's time to let y'all shine. We just want to spread positivity in a negative world.
Good morning. Who you letting that light shine on?
I want to let the light shine on my mom.
On your mama? What's your mama name?
Alisa.
What you shine? Why you letting your mama shine?
Because she always encouraged us to do better each day.
Let your mama shine.
Let your mama shine, boy.
Power 98, good morning. You letting somebody shine?
Good morning. What's up? No limit. Yes, I want to let, first and foremost, I want to let God shine for allowing me to wake up this morning.
Hallelujah.
And second of all, I want to give a shout out to my daughter because that's a powerful woman.
Yes.
She take care of 5 kids and she do her due diligence. Woo. She make sure she don't deny nobody. The help her do nothing. Baby. And I want to give a shout out to her this morning.
Yes, come on, Lord. Let them shine. Power 98, good morning. You letting somebody shine?
Yes, I want to let the light shine on my girlfriend, LaKeisha Herbert, and my mama, Chantel Benjamin.
You better let the light shine on them. Power 98, who you letting shine?
I want to let my mother shine today.
Shout out to all these mamas. What's your mama shining for?
She's shining because she's a hard-working woman. She on her own tech business. She drives a school bus, never complaining, keep the bills paid in, make sure her kids and her grandkids are good.
You better work hard, mama. Shine on me,
shine on me, shine on me, shine on me, shine on me,
yeah, man. A lot of mamas shining today, man. Salute to all them hard-working mamas out there. And she trying to let her mama shine for tech season because she think her mama going to throw her something. That's what that is. Let my mama shine on tax season so she can throw me something because she really? Better. You know it's tax season, so you know everybody be acting good during tax season.
Larry, you getting on my nerves this damn morning.
I'm just telling the truth. I'm just telling you. You don't want me to tell the truth? Well, then I won't come to work then. I'm going back home. How about that? How about that? Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B coming up. You know what it is. We got your morning madhouse, Nosy Neighbor News on the way, and your chance to win some tickets to the Monster Jam. It's Pot Out of Eight.
No limit.
And these folks got hit his no cap.
Burby, you remember Lisa Left Eye Lopez from TLC?
I loved her.
I did too.
Loved her.
Well, you know, they back at it again.
Who's they?
Lifetime. They're about to bring a series to Lifetime that's going to docu-series the life and times of Lisa Left Eye Lopez and her boyfriend, who was a football superstar at the time, Andre Rison. Are you going to watch this?
I probably will.
Yeah, I love Lisa Left Eye Lopez. She was dope. She was dope. So look out for that. We got more of your Nosy Neighbor News on the way coming up. And your Nosy Neighbor News up next. Burpee's going to be telling you about French Montana. I'm going to be telling you about Mariah Carey and Kevin Gates. And what else you got, Burp?
I'm also telling you about Lori Harvey and Future.
That's Steve Harvey doing, ain't
it? Yeah, it's allegations about them being somewhere. And y'all make sure y'all stay tuned in because I got something for you.
I want to know what it is.
Quick
is trying to
fight. That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Nosy Neighbor News is up next right after this. The baby, we about to put some bop in it. Y'all seen the football players out there doing it, baby? Charlotte, we up one. Charlotte's plug is Pod 98. You know me and Burby holding it down for you. Jessica's still on vacation. She'll be back on the 6th, baby. So, your Nosy Neighbor News has been brought to you by the Power 98 store. You want some of this fresh Power 98 gear? You better stop by power98fm.com and check it out right now. All right, man. Mariah Carey is breaking records all over the place. Salute Mariah Carey. She just broke another record, becoming the first artist. Check this out. She just became the first artist artist to hold down a number one spot on the Billboard Hot 100 for 4 decades. 4 different decades. Mm. That's dope right there.
It is dope. She four old different too.
Four different decades, she's held a number one song on top of the Billboard Hot 100. Shout out to Mariah Carey for that.
Yeah, Lori Harvey and Future. Future was actually in Lagos, Nigeria, and he was set to perform out there. He was on stage, and a fan ran on stage. Future was ready, though. He was with it. He jumped like he was going to punch the man, but he let security get him anyway. But the big news of him being in Nigeria was there rumors that he and Lori Harvey were there together. Lori Harvey also posted on her Instagram story that she was in Lagos, and now there's a picture. They just trying to do all kind of stuff. They have the shoes that Future wore on the red carpet to his show.
Oh, wow.
They're in the background of the picture that Lori Harvey took in her hotel room. So it's a lot of speculation, but people saying that Lori Harvey out here in these streets with Future and his 10 babies.
I mean, well, maybe she might be trying to give him another baby. It's that Scorpio thing, baby. She's
hey, Steve Harvey said he wants some grands.
Well, he in the right place to mess with Future. Speaking of babies, baby, Kevin Gates, he really showed that he don't get tired, baby. He don't get tired. Him and Drinker Gates just announced that she's actually preggo with their kids. So shout out to Kevin Gates and the beautiful Drinker Gates. Lord, yes.
Congratulations to really? Congratulations to them.
I know you ain't talking.
He didn't mean nothing by it.
I know you ain't talking.
Now, 50 Cent. Y'all know he's Captain Troll a lot.
Not Captain Troll a lot.
Captain Troll a lot. And he's back at it, man. French Montana posted a video saying that he was the only guy in New York with this new Bugatti. But 50 Cent went on his Instagram and said that French Montana's Bugatti was a 2010 car. It had miles on it. It's already been used. But French Montana ain't backing down from him. French Montana went back on his Instagram, and he called 50 Cent a dinosaur, meaning
wow. He's
old and you don't have nothing better to do than to troll people. But he put the picture up of when 50 lost all that weight. And he was real skinny.
Yeah.
He said, now, don't make me pull the receipts on you letting grown men do stuff to you that he don't think grown men should do to other grown men.
Wow.
If you get my drift.
Is that what he said to 50?
That's exactly what he said to 50. So they got this little social media beef going on right now. It's pretty funny to me.
50 just be messing with people, man.
Update. 50 Cent just posted a new picture. He put French Montana under a car working on
Speaking of 50 Cent, though, real quick, you know, Power is back this Sunday.
Yeah,
or
it
the
is.
Next Sunday.
This Sunday. This Sunday. My that's birthday, right. Baby.
This Sunday. Birthday Power Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Shout out to my birthday. Man, y'all go to my Instagram and see what I'm doing for my birthday.
We get to find out who, we start to find out who shot Ghost this Sunday, so don't forget about that. And 50 has another brand new series coming out. 50 is all over the place. Yeah, on ABC, which, now that looks dope.
Yeah.
Shout out to 50.
Life?
Yeah, something like that, but yeah, shout out to him.
About a lawyer who got arrested for something he didn't do, now he's in jail for life, but he's trying to prove his innocence.
Right. That sounds like every black man in America.
Oh, yeah.
That's locked up. That's all you got?
I got some don't nobody care news.
What you got in don't nobody care news?
Foxy Brown.
What Foxy talking about?
She's sitting there talking about DJ Envy in the Breakfast Club. They interviewed Don Pooh.
Mm-hmm.
And Don Pooh said that when he used to work with Foxy Brown, DJ Envy was like, well, what happened to Foxy? You know, she was hot and then she fell off a little bit. Foxy didn't like those comments. And she said, DJ Envy used to carry my luggage, blah, blah, blah. She went on a whole rant on Instagram. And she said 2020 is going to be the pop off.
I'm surprised she heard what they had to say. Did she
really, Larry?
Hey,
you are petty.
It's 2019 going to 2020.
Too.
I know you was. I just said what you was thinking.
But
heard
she didn't
thoughts.
Hear it. She saw the caption on Instagram.
She read it.
Yeah. Foxy. Instagram don't have braille. Okay, go ahead.
Listen, would you be here for a Foxy Brown comeback?
No.
Okay.
What's the last hit Foxy Brown had?
Big Bad Mom.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Ooh. What?
Jessica.
Power 98. Celebrity birthdays. Gabby Douglas' birthday is today, and Val Kilmer. You remember him?
One more.
Who I do got? Remember Val Kilmer.
Sam Mofo.
Sam Mofo. Bitch, y'all birthday today. Man, shout out to Sam Mofo. Happy birthday. If you're from the city, you know Mr. 704, man. Shout out to him. It's his birthday today.
Tonight, yeah.
That's what's up, man. Happy birthday, big dog. I know he coming out tonight.
December 31st. Whose birthday is December 31st?
We told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about French Montana. Who is French Montana allegedly beefing with? We're going to make it easy for you. First caller through, correct answer. We putting you in the building for that Monster Jam. Charlotte's plug is Power 98.
Tomorrow, starting at 1 p.m., we got the first.
Nolan Larry, the morning man, how Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Today's high is going to be right near 55. 41 degrees on your way out the house right now. And make sure you hit the hashtag MHQOTD, the Madhouse question of the day, which is, what is the best thing that happened to you in 2019? What is the best thing that happened to you in 2019? You slide in my DMs at I am Nolan Larry and answer the question. Slide in burpees at I am Comedian Burpee. Or you could definitely hit us on our voicemail 704-227-8780. We've been getting great responses. Some of y'all have some great things to say about what happened to you in 2019. So there it is. I said mine was meeting the folks that we actually started this organization, the United Neighborhoods of Charlotte, and we had the Big Charlotte Day. First time it's been done here in Charlotte. Happened in August. Over 10,000 people invaded Freedom Park. Fantasia came through. Anthony Hamilton, Sunshine Anderson, KC from KC and JoJo. The first time in history all of them had been on stage together. So shout out to them, man. Made it happen. And look out for Charlotte Day 2020, which is... If it happened like we want it to happen, it's going to be very incredible. But shout out to everybody in the United Neighborhoods of Charlotte. All right, so hit us up and let us know what is the best thing to happen to you in 2019. Right about now, y'all know what time it is. It's time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram, hashtag Larry Mad.
Woke up this morning with some moaners.
Being brought to you by, you know what it is, tonight it's going down, New Year's Eve, baby. Why I Feel Lucha is going to be a world nightclub with George Truly, No Limit Larry. We're bringing in a new year right tonight. Adolph R. Shiver, myself, and Why I Feel Lucha. Why I Feel performing live tonight at World Nightclub. So get your tickets and come on in. All right, last one of 2019, hashtag Larry Mad. I am mad at these scientists in India. They have been trying to discover for a while. They have been trying to discover a male birth control. And yes, they said they have tested it. They have been testing it for years. It has been working. And now they're about to release it to the market. But they're going to release it to the Indian market and see how it does over there. It hasn't hit the United States yet. I am mad at why they coming up with a male birth control. We don't have no babies. Shark, do you have babies?
I have one.
I mean, do you actually go in there and give birth? You don't give birth?
No.
Well, then why we need the birth control? We don't need no male birth control. Thank y'all scientists over there in India. Y'all could have kept that to y'all self. But here it is. They said it is a shot. You got to get a shot in your testicle, Shark. But the birth control lasts for 13 years. Are you going to take this shot in your testicle for birth control, male birth control, for 13 years?
Well, I'm not, but I understand why they're doing it in India. You know, it's about 1 billion Indians in the world right now. So maybe they're trying to pipe down on the Indian culture. There's 1.6 billion Indians in the world.
That's over there in India?
I think that's worldwide.
It's supposed to hit the market in 2020. So in about 2 weeks, it'll be in the market in India. But shout out to all my men out there. Are y'all going to hit me up on the gram and let me know? Are y'all going to take this male birth control? It's a big long needle. They shoot you in your testicle. And yes, the birth control lasts for 13 years. I ain't taking no shot.
Well, Larry, you know, since you have abundance of children, are you going to try it?
No. I should have listened when they told me 3.9 to 5 say you're 18.5 a year. I should have listened. I'm mad at myself for not listening. Hit the hashtag and see what else I've been mad about all year long. Hashtag Larry Man.
Larry.
Sorry to sound like a broken record.
Sometimes I had them thoughts. Sometimes I had them thoughts.
Larry. It's the last day of 2019. Last day of a decade. Ooh, Lord.
Woo.
A whole decade. And we're going to say goodbye to 2019.
We're going to say goodbye to 2019?
And we're going to say it like this. Bye-bye, 2019. Say it, Larry.
Bye-bye, 2019. That wasn't good?
Yeah, that was good. That was good. Bye, one bye, more time. 1, 2, 3. Bye-bye, 2019.
Yeah.
And on your way out, 2019, can you please take that bent knee pose that all these females be using on Instagram?
Shout out to Lil Mom in the studio. She say she's not giving up her bent knee pose.
We're going to leave
What's
that.
What's your name? Ayana. Ayana's in the building.
Hello, Ayana. We're going to leave that pose in 2019. We don't need it no more. I don't understand what the purpose of the bent knee is.
Come do it for a burpees video real quick.
What is it for?
For your video. Come show them.
What's the pose for?
The pose.
Uh-huh.
The pose is a classic.
It's a classic.
Okay. All right. Bring it back to me.
All right then.
Now 1, 2, 3. Let's say it again, Larry. Bye-bye 2019. And on your way out, can you please take that damn floss dance with you? We're going to leave the floss dance in 2019.
The floss dance?
Yeah, the floss, that little dumb dance them kids be doing with the hands, and they go behind their back and then they come back, the little backpack kids. Larry, get it together. Stay on the program.
Damn.
I hate the dance. First of all, you don't even need no rhythm. Don't call it a dance because you don't even have to have rhythm. You can't. That is the only dance I've ever seen in my life that you can't do on beat. That is ridiculous. I hate it.
Well, I can do that dance then.
Let's say it again. Bye-bye, 2019. And on your way out, can you please take these fake woke Negroes, leave them in 2019? I'm sick of y'all. We canceled Starbucks for 2 days. We canceled, we boycotted Gucci. Who else did we boycott?
Waffle House.
Waffle House, we boycotted. I don't know if we really boycotted Waffle House.
We boycotted everything but Chick-fil-A.
We boycotted everything except Chick-fil-A, and that we need to boycott Chick-fil-A on Sunday because that's the day they close. So please keep them fake woke people with you. Say it again with me. Bye-bye 2019, and take all these damn social media filters with you.
Mm.
We want to accept you for who you are. Acne and all.
Let me see.
I don't give a damn what you look like. I don't want to get social media fished no more. I'm tired of getting social media fished. Is that a word? I think I just made it up. Whatever. Bye-bye 2019.
Bye-bye 2019.
And all those old 10-year-old tweets that get everybody in trouble.
Can they please get rid of them?
We going to get rid of them and the trolls that found them. Mm. We won't leave y'all in 2019. Because now, you know, we bringing in the 2020. We bringing ass whoopings into 2020. If y'all do something else like that, I'm tired of thinking to myself, do I need to tweet this? No, I'm going to tweet it, damn it. And it's going to be funny. And somebody going to like it. And ain't nobody going to bring it up 20 years down the line and hold it against me. Because whoever bring it up, I'm going to find you. I'm going to whoop your ass. It's that simple.
And those were Burpee's thoughts. Think about it!
What you thought?
What you thought?
Take Power 98.
Step on up. And do your thing. Who the next? Who the next best thing? You the next best thing. Who the next best thing?
All right, shout out America. Y'all know how it goes down. You get to be the music critic. You tune in. You let us know after you hear the song. Are we going to keep it or are we going to sweep it? And yes, let us know what letter grade would you give it. It's the last one of 2019. We're going out with a bang, I think. I haven't heard the song. I haven't heard it. So I'm going to listen to it with y'all, and we're going to decide together if it is the next big thing. 570-WPEG. After you hear the song, call us up. Let us know. Are we going to keep it? We're going to sweep it. And what letter grade would you get a song? It's called Body Organs. Check it out right now.
South side, east side, west side. This is my city.
The plug for local music. This is your Power 98.
Shut up, Burpee. Charlotte America. What was doing? Oh, keep it a sweeping. That's what we was doing. The next big thing.
Sweep it or sweep it. Let us know. If-
Shut up, Burpee.
I'm sorry.
Call in.
It's and the last day of the year, Larry.
It is the last day of
so
the year.
So come on. Be real now.
570-WPEG. We got to let the people talk. Are we going to keep it? We're going to sweep it. And what letter grade y'all can get a song? It's the last one of 2019.
You okay, people. Okay.
Bye, Burpee.
Tomorrow,
bye.
Starting at 1 p.m. We got...
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
North side, south side, east side, west side.
This is my city. The plug for local music. This is your Power 98.
All right, we about to jump on the next big thing. Find out what you, the people, had to say about it. Body Organs by Queen Sheba.
Adam had a Sunday self. You talking Wyclef. I'm talking about why Wi-Fi left. I have a ranch with the branches that have gave you a chance. From the ambulance in Kansas when I do romance. My kitty's chosen for the rhymes that could have frozen in time. The branches of the vine, the chemistry of love in this time. And my liver won't be lost with one more river to cross. The missing ribs.
All right, man. Let's find out from Madhouse Nation, Charlotte America, what y'all thought about the song. We're going to keep it. We're going to sweep it in wet letter grade.
I'm going to keep it. I'm going to give it a B. It had me rocking. I like to listen.
Good morning. I think we should keep it. It has a meaning to it. I give it an A. She had a good meaning behind that, so I mess with it.
We're going to sweep it, man. I mess with the verses, but the chorus is whack, though. I give it a D.
Man, what's up? This Money Mike, man. Y'all need to keep that. If y'all don't keep that, I'm cutting the radio off. That's the hottest song y'all played on Keep It or Sweep It all year. It got substance. She wasn't talking all that crazy hot girl mess. She's actually saying something, and she could rhyme, and the beat was hot, and the hook was tight, too. That's quality music, man. A+.
Good morning. I give it a B-. It's a lot better than a lot of stuff we're hearing right now, so I take it.
Good morning. She's got to go. We're sweeping her all the way out the door. I don't even have a letter grade. I don't have a letter grade.
Man, I went from sweeping because of the name, and two, after I heard the song, we're going to have to give it an A. We're going to keep it because it's a good Christmas song, rap song. Ain't nobody came out like that. It changed the style a little bit like that. We good. But we're going to keep it.
What's up? We're going to sweep it. C+ for positive message. Yep, for positive message. Mm-hmm. And good lyrics.
Man, listen. This is great. Man, listen. Don't never, ever, ever, ever play that song again. Man, I don't even want to give it a grade. You hear me? I mean, no. Hell no. No. That's it.
Sweep it. I couldn't tell whether it was a gospel song or a regular song. And just give her a D for her. A D for effort, I guess.
Not a D for effort. Madhouse Nation, Charlotte America's chimed in.
So disappointing.
50-50. That's where it fell at, baby. 50% keep, 50% sweep. With an overall letter grade, let me see. A, B, D, A, B, B minus, incomplete, A. With an overall letter grade of actually a C+, D-. That's where it's going to fall. Y'all want to know what we thought about the song? You can find out next, right after this Wife and Lucci and Trey songs. It's Power 98.
Think it's a game. It's a game.
North side, south side, east side, west side. This is my city. The plug for local music. This is your Power 98.
You know, every Tuesday morning we drop the next big thing, and today's next big thing was Queen Sheba, Body Organs.
Adam had a Sunday self. You talking Wyclef. I'm talking about why Wi-Fi left. I have a ranch with the branches that have gave you a chance. From the ambulance in Kansas when I do romance. My kitty's chosen for the rhymes that could have frozen in time. The branches of the vine, the chemistry of love in this time. And my liver won't be lost with one more river to cross.
Another Larry the Morning Madhouse. All right, Madhouse Nation voted. It was deadlocked, 50-50, with an overall letter grade of a D-. What you thought about it, Bert?
You go first.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, go first.
I'm going to say no. I sweep it. The message was okay, but the beat wasn't there for me. It seems like she lost the beat sometimes. The hook wasn't all the way there. It just wasn't there for me. So I'm going to give it a sweep. And I usually don't sweep stuff, but I'm going to give it a sweep. It wasn't there for me. But overall, I give her a C for the message.
That's what you're doing?
That's what I'm going to do.
All right. I'm disappointed in Madhouse Nation, first of all. Because somebody called up here and said, ain't nobody came out like that. Ain't nobody going to come out like that. Ain't no other song. You're not going to hear another song. Larry, okay, this ain't the Apollo where you just keep them up on stage because they're singing a gospel song. Regardless of what, that was a bad song. Let's just be real. It was a bad song.
In your opinion.
No, it was a bad song.
In your opinion.
If we had a record executive up here right now, Larry, they would have looked you dead in your face and asked you why you even put that on the radio. Let's just be real. People going to say I'm being mean, but you have to know what you're doing. This is like giving a participation award for everybody that played in the Little League Football League.
And I don't
know.
Like that.
Only the people who are the champions get the trophies because they worked harder, because they practiced harder, because they put out a better product on the field. Put out a product. This is what we do. You make Power 98 look bad if we put a song like that in rotation. You call up here and tell us to put a song like that in rotation, you're going to make this station look bad. And people going to come up here and be like, this is what y'all playing? Oh, no. I don't want to bring my stuff here. No. We're not going to do that. The production was off.
Okay,
it sounded like she recorded it on the voice memo on the damn phone.
Your time up, Burp. You went 7 minutes.
I'm mad at Madhouse Nation. Man, they call up here.
But you going to keep it? You going to sweep it?
I'm sweeping it, man.
And what letter grade?
I'm swiffering it. That's what I'm doing.
What letter grade?
I'm jet mopping. That's
what letter grade?
Give it. Sounds like some of them comments about your thoughts.
And you ain't never seen no comment about my thought like that. You ain't never seen a comment like that. You done? No. Go ahead, Sean.
What you got?
I don't think it was that bad, man. I'm going to say production. If you get a good production team and bring that thing back.
Production was off
in the hook. But, you know, it's called hip-hop. Everybody ain't made to make southern music.
Trap. You right?
That's all. You know what I'm saying? It's
hip-hop.
A million people that's rich that's not on BET and MTV need a music executive. Let them people judge what your music should be.
You right.
If you like what you like, you put it out. But just do it right, because in this day and age, it's too easy to get good production. Whether you do it yourself, I get somebody else.
And that's what the production was.
Sharp got participation trophies. What he said don't make no damn sense. No.
It did make plenty of sense. Plenty of people's famous has never been on. Yeah. Never heard of them.
Because for a long time, Chance the Rapper was underground like that. Yeah,
we might not like it.
Yeah.
But people like it. Just like we got 50%. We got 50% on Migos songs.
Yeah.
We get 50% on Cardi B songs.
Yeah.
So the rating's the same, bro. It just needs some help on that. So you're gonna bomb it.
You gonna keep it or sweep
it? Keep it. but we need production.
What letter grade?
D, because production.
That makes no sense.
That makes no sense, bro.
You don't pass with a D.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
North side, south side, east side, west side.
This is my city. The plug for local music. This is your Power 98.
Hey, man, if you want to get your song on the next big thing, please send it in. Carolina.street@Power98FM.
Please get the degree.com.
Carolina.street@Power98FM.com.
Black Smart!
Good morning, who this?
This is Keisha on Power 98.
What up, Keisha? What's up, baby?
Nothing much.
All right, we're about to play Black Smart, Keisha. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need that hood black card, all right?
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
What? All right, I'm going to kick it off for you. It's New Year's Eve. What is the black folks' meal for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day?
Oh, they're having black-eyed peas, pork, and collard greens, and cornbread.
You better believe it. You got that one down.
If you're not going out to party, where do black people go on New Year's Eve?
Church.
They go to church. Hallelujah.
Now, you black smart, you already got the prize. Do you want your last question from DJ Shark for GP, just for GP?
I'm going to take it on in for the new year. Okay. Let's get it.
What you got, Shark?
At 12 midnight, sticking with the New Year's Eve theme, right before you eat them black-eyed peas, what is the entertainment for the 12 midnight ball drop? For us in the hood, what do we do?
Oh, you know, you got to take shots.
You was all the way black, come on, baby.
You all the way black smart, and you know you get to do one of those three at this New Year's Eve party. We're gonna put you in with YFN Lucci, No Limit Larry hosting.
Please don't do the last.
It's going down at World Nightclub tonight. Tell everybody what station hooked you up.
Power 98.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, why?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks. What do you have to say?
You know what time it is. Another Larry the Morning Madhouse. The Madhouse question of the day, which was what today, Burp?
The question of the day is, what's the best thing that happened to you in 2019?
Tasha Lachey said, 2019 was a year of results. All the work that I put in to make changes in 16, 17, blah, 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 all came to fruition. And it was definitely a productive year. Shout out to Peter Rabbit. He said his sister bought him a car.
Oh, that's dope.
That's dope.
That's dope.
When your family members buy your car.
That's real dope.
That's dope. Father of Kings underscore 42 said, I landed a big time job that has allowed me to do wonders for my family.
Hallelujah.
That's big right there. And Carmel underscore KI21. She said, what? The question of the day, what? Let me tell you, in 2019, I finally got the courage to leave my baby daddy / sperm donor of 11 years. If it's toxic, then box it.
Oh, wait, what?
If it's toxic, that's then box
said?
It. If it's toxic, then
they
box it. That's what she said.
They're trying to come up with a little saying.
Go Keandra, all 2020. Thank you.
You better get your self-confidence back, baby.
And K-Leaks 1975 said, at the age of 44, she fulfilled the dream of graduating from college with a degree in communication management and human service from Wingate University. It's never too late.
Come on now.
Hallelujah. Oh. Never too late.
Oh! In 2019, the last day, Larry!
Don't start
preaching.
Oh! Are you going to start preaching?
The last day, you got to get it. You got to go get it. You gotta get what you want.
Get what you want.
It ain't never too late. You got to stand up and go forward.
Go forward.
Don't take no steps back.
None back.
Go forward.
Go forward.
Regardless of who's standing in your way.
Who in your way?
Go forward.
Go forward.
Regardless of what obstacle is in the way.
What obstacle?
Go forward.
God
regardless of what you wanna do.
What you wanna do?
Go forward.
Go forward.
Go forward.
Go forward.
Somebody say go forward.
Go forward.
In the door. Of the church are now.
Some of y'all headlines need to go forward.
Go forward!
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.